There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bowl and Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bowl and Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bowlandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by iSpy. iSpy is an up-and-coming Irish fitness and yoga clothing brand based in Clare. It's a mother and daughter duo who set up iSpy and was born out of their frustration with existing options in the fitness clothing market. Their aim is to help all women feel comfortable and confident while working out. They want people to forget about what they're wearing and just enjoy exercising. iSpy.
Do you want to kick it off? You do every week.
Yeah.
Big musky head of you.
Are you going to slurp your tea one more time, are you? Welcome to the Two Culchies podcast. I'm Alan Cawley.
And I'm Kieran Corrigan.
And we are the...
Two Culchies.
Yahoo, yahoo.
Alan, you're very serious there, the way you come in, like, welcome to the Two Culchies.
Well, I'm trying to get on radio here, Kieran, aren't
oh,
I?
Oh, like, God, yeah. Look, you're not on it yet, Alan.
No, I'm not.
We'll
trying.
Get you there. We'll get you there. We'll get you there.
Listen to us every week for the Culchie Crack. We'll have a guest or two on and...
They're brilliant guests we've lined up. Absolutely brilliant guests. And Shalok, what more would you want but the two of us? And
we're raw as ropes, but we're your, yeah, your ropes.
Hopefully we'll be in your ears when you're out walking, bouncing, doing whatever you're doing.
Doing the couch to 5K.
Kind of way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Make sure to share as well. Thanks, guys. Yeah.
Share.
Welcome back to the Two Culchies podcast. It's episode 3. There's myself, Alan Cawley. The old queer hawk here in Corrigan.
We to start every week. Welcome back to the, like, okay, lads, we're on episode 3 now. Thanks a million for tuning in. It's Kieran here and Alan here, the Two Culchies. We might give it a bit of a kick. Now, we've not come in flatlined.
That's welcome, my accent. I'm flat. Like, well, from the middle, well, that's the well, mog.
Well, you can't laugh yet. We haven't introduced you. No, you can't laugh.
Sorry. So we have an amazing guest on. We have Ireland's best drag queen. I think you are, to be fair. Make sure to come up close.
In your opinion. You'd say that for legal reasons.
Well, you was panty for years, but she's gone to the wayside a bit though, isn't she? God love her, like, you know.
She's in the winter of her life.
It's Davina Devine. And could you really say you're a bit of a political activist?
No, I wouldn't say that. I said, gave a few tweets about Sinn Féin and Fianna Gael. Not an activist.
Do you not like Sinn Féin or Fianna Gael?
I have views.
Yeah.
Everyone has views. Yeah, but
2023.
I wouldn't say I'm an activist. More of a nosy bitch, really.
More of an online troll.
Yeah.
Well, Mary Lou, did she ever go to any of your shows?
I've met Mary Lou and I've met Michelle O'Neill. I met all those, all the politicians. My pet hate is Helen McAtee.
Is that the teacher one?
No, that's my Norma Foley. That's my pet hate.
Yeah. She's a bit Madame Tussauds,
yeah,
isn't she?
Yeah, the pearls and the kind of the coif.
Yeah, I'd say she's a dirty bitch behind all that.
What Jesus I don't like about Christ. Her, she voted no for Yes Equality.
Did she?
Yeah, so she's anti-gay.
She's going in the book.
Yeah, she's in my book. Little
she's
book.
She's Barrett's off and shows.
See, at least Helen McEntee would toe the line and pretend she likes the gays.
Yeah, she put on her fake smile. She'd do her walk with all the guards. Yeah. The procession.
She had a good heel on that day, didn't she?
Fair play to her. Give her that.
On the cobbles.
Yeah, she looked well. I'll give her that.
Yeah. So for anyone that doesn't know, Davina is a drag queen. So Davina yeah. Devine is your, would you call your stage name?
My
Roger?
Alias.
Your alias.
My alias.
Alias.
Yeah, I've been knocking around for 20 years, so I'm an OG.
What were you doing? Mad did you start bitch. Drag when you were 10, did you?
Yeah, I did, yeah. I drank the potion.
They start them early here in Dublin, here. Do you know
20
that?
20 years.
Like? 20 years, yeah.
That's going strong.
Well,
she's number one drag queen, like, you know.
Well,
so you've said I'll get yeah. the tissue again for this week. Wipe your face on tight around it, looking out there.
Yeah, it's going well. It's going well so far, so good. Yeah,
yeah.
Do you know what a drag queen is, Kieran?
Of course, I know what a drag queen
what
is.
What is a drag queen, Kieran?
Kinnity, I live in. Fuck off, Alan.
What does that mean? What's going on in Kinnity then?
Yeah,
like, Kinnity is some spot. I'm trying to get him down. You'd have to come to Kinnity. Do you know what?
It's a beacon of cross-dressing.
Percy's and Slee Bloombard love you.
Oh, right, okay. Yeah. I'll put that
have you up the mountain in there.
That'll go on the to-do list as well.
Well, we'll have Kinnity Pride next year and we'll book Davina. That's
Kinnity
what we'll
Castle there, like, the flags yeah. over there. Oh, yeah,
an old medieval feast.
Wouldn't bring it to Port Leash now. Port Leash is rough out, you know.
I think he was down doing Port Leash Pride there.
She'd do any Pride. She'd do Pride on your back of chest.
It looked... I've seen a couple of videos of it online.
Yeah, it looked good.
Yeah, it didn't look... There was many there, though.
Yeah,
from the clip I seen.
It's like. Town down
did
the country.
Did you go,
Alan? Like.
Did you go when you're from Portlaoise?
No, I was away.
Well, you're always away when away, it comes yeah. to
luckily.
It's often you want Alan to do something.
Well, they didn't have me running, going Alan, ahead of the Pride Parade, so I said I'd give it a swerve.
Speaking of being away, do you know in season one, I got a little bit under the weather and... As ill as I was, you were like, well, I'll continue
the
on.
The trots.
And you were like, I'll continue on without you. So yeah. you have me next week, which will be episode 3 we're doing now. So next Monday, you'll have me for episode 4. And then the following week, I'm going off to Cape Town in Africa.
Africa, are you?
Yeah. And booked it.
Would you not just maybe record it before you went?
No, I see, he wouldn't be like, that's the right
he
thing
wants
to
the
do.
Drama.
No, he, Alan, like, Alan like, loved that week. That would be all about himself, you know, and listening yeah. to his own voice and hearing himself back. And,
solo.
Yeah.
It's like Brian McFadden going solo.
Yeah. yeah.
Not working out
we
well
all,
for
we
him.
We all know how that went well, so.
So what are you going to do there again?
So there's a project out here now. It's called Streetwise. So basically they built all like these, like I don't know what actually exactly ins and outs at the minute, so I don't. So like they're after building like schools out there and stuff
okay,
for kids.
Yeah, yeah.
So basically they're nearing the end of their project. So I got the opportunity to go out and I was kind of like, will I, won't I? And then I was like today, you know what, book it. I'm trying to be a more of a yes person.
Yeah.
Do you know that kind of...
So you're going to be building schools with them or like laying blocks?
Yeah, well, I probably won't be building.
You'll be going around with
honest,
your phone like, recording.
Yeah, you know,
just getting content.
Influencer.
Flow. Do you know that kind of way? But I did... really looking forward to it though because... It's a different experience, you know, that kind of way. It's something like I'd never get the opportunity to do. So when this episode... No, what should we say... It'll be the, I don't know, whatever episode I know, but don't worry, you'll hear Alan on his own, but I'll be back that week, we'll be recording, so don't miss me too much.
And is there no other culture that could fill in?
Oh, I'll get someone, don't worry.
Oh, like, he'll get someone, alright.
He was raging last year at James Patrice.
I was dying to meet James Patrice.
James it was culture.
No, but it was hailed as one of the best episodes.
No,
Tattle said it was the best episode and you weren't there.
Did they?
They did, yes. Tattle aren't always wrong.
Tattle love me. What should we call it? Cattle and Tattle love me. Alan picks all the guests. I have to fight to get a guest on.
Oh, really?
I have two guests lined up and I actually have to fight to get the guests on.
Oh.
Yeah, he's very strong.
Well, I feel like I feel like this is a mediation situation yeah. I'm in right now.
I mean, you're the right person to mediate a relationship.
Like family law.
You be the therapist tonight, Simon. Huh? Oh,
I
Jesus.
Have been for many men.
Oh, Jesus. We won't go there tonight, didn't we?
So, Davina, how did you start out drag 20 years ago? So, that was 2003. Jesus, when you take it 20 years, it's like 1980 or something.
It was actually 2002 because it's actually 21 years actually now. So this is, yeah, key to the
say,
door.
I was going to say 2003, I'd be five, but you forget I'm 1988. You forget.
Yeah.
You forget the 90s.
When you can't do sums from your, when you're from the country. so it was a completely different time, 2002. There was no YouTube, no tutorials, no nothing. Yeah. So you had to just figure it out. And it was like a very different landscape, but it was a much more innocent time. Like everyone looked like a sack of shit. So it kind of just was more fun. There was no...
Was it just a lad in the wig with lipstick, basically?
Well, like, you know, pretty much.
And come here,
well, a bit of pan stick as well.
There was no like Facebook, Instagram,
no, nothing.
Bebo.
No Bebo. No, there was nothing. There was barely.
MySpace,
I don't think there was even Wi-Fi. I think it was dial-up. Yeah, it was like...
2003, I would have been what?
The Euro was in though, wasn't it?
The Euro
Junior,
was in. I remember that because
I would have been
like,
doing me Intercert, I think, around then.
Oh my God. Yeah. It's so funny because people always say they're like... I'd send a share a video from like 2007, and they're like, oh my God, I was only 10. And I'm just like, now I'm working with them. And I'm like, geez, I feel old. But it was great. I feel like I'm had a great drag experience and got to experience things in a very different set of, like, people could smoke on stage then.
Would you go?
Stop.
Yeah.
Remember, do you smoke in shopping centres? The trolleys used to have ashtrays.
That was definitely a country thing.
Would you go back? Would you prefer it then or now?
I'd like to do it then. Well, actually, somewhere in the middle. It was actually, I feel like around...
No,
like,
you can't have the middle. Then or now.
Okay.
Then or now.
Well, then probably now.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, well, if it was... Just because I feel like now it's the conversations are a bit more open. People are a bit more open-minded. But I preferred the fun of then. It was more fun then.
Yeah, I think the gay scene was more fun because...
Everything was a bit subversive, a little bit
underground. It was a bit more under the ground. Yeah. For now, it's every Tom, and Dick and Harry
also,
is there.
Do you know what? Like, in all my years, like, people have always been very supportive and it's always... I've never had any bad experiences. But people... It was just a bit more crack.
Yeah.
You know?
You must be making a fortune, are you?
Listen, I'm surviving, thriving, you know?
That's surviving, thriving.
Surviving, thriving.
You're not picking the potatoes like us.
No.
I'm not picking any potatoes.
I'm doing all right, but
you're eating them anyway.
Marble table.
Yeah, look at this.
Yeah,
it's clab. Suburbia. Yeah. Listen to
clab.
It isn't a shite. But it's the same table that they have in this morning, so Holly would be sitting on it.
Yeah, Holly and Philip. I mean,
Philip Schofield was at this table, was he?
They were giving it away there last week.
It's a bit shoddy.
I'd get up in a woman quicker than get up in Philip, would you?
Wouldn't be for me, no. And some people are like, oh no, I find him really handsome. I feel like he looked like that for about 20 years.
Yeah, like he's not, like his face.
They've done him dirty.
What?
They've done him dirty.
I think he's been so much of a cunt over the years.
But you don't know that, Alan.
I know by the head and the mice. Spot a cunt mild off.
The head.
Yeah. You would though, wouldn't you? Like, yeah. But no, there's been like so much about him. So I'd say people are just waiting for him to...
It's always the way. Like, you have to be nice to people on the way up because I'm sure they're... Get you on the way down, you know.
Mammy always says that.
It's true.
On the way up because it's always the long fall back down.
And people always want to see people fall, especially nowadays.
That's when you get your most views on social media. I find, if just like I remember at my shows last November, and like your views would be good, like whatever. And my Auntie Mary, Lord of Mercy on her, passed, and my views were like, I actually said to her, I looked up and said, Mary, cheers for the views. Like, they've never been.
It's crazy.
It was crazy. Yeah. People misery. Love.
Yeah.
I got my highest story.
I think we tried on bad news.
Last January when we were on our holiday and we missed all the flights, the cruise, and we had to run through airports and get this flight to Turkey to go back to America. Fucking story views through the roof because it was misery.
Yeah.
Loads of misery.
We love seeing
and the chaos.
People.
Oh,
yeah. We love seeing... I think we feel a bit better about ourselves if we see someone else.
Really,
I think it's fucked up, really, isn't it?
It is fucked up. And like, that's one thing I've noticed, even like on social media, I think since COVID, I think everybody has an opinion, and there's definitely been loads more like LGBT hate for sure.
Oh, yeah.
And even having to deal with all that, people are still kind of like invested in it. But the only thing I find is there's very few people that... come out and support. You know, they'll watch it all, but they won't say anything.
Yeah.
And that rots me.
Well, I think in saying that, then I think you're nearly afraid sometimes to say,
of course,
to support it online or say something.
Yeah,
because
it's like when you see a fight in the street and you're like, do I get
involved? I'd be the one that step in, then my head would be split.
Exactly, and it is a bit like that.
Yeah,
virtually.
Yeah, it is. It's a weird. So, come here. Would you get much hate?
Only since COVID. Only since COVID.
Really?
Yeah. Like before that, was never. Why? Like you'd get the odd, like mad, weird, quirky message or whatever. Which it was always like water off a duck's back. Like wouldn't faze me. But since COVID, I think people are just tapped. I really do. I think their freedom was taken away from them. Yeah. No. But God knows whatever. But there's always like, you know, everyone is up for debate now. Everyone's lifestyle's up for conversation. Everyone has an opinion. And it's always the same faces, trolls, always an Irish flag, always a tricolour.
On Twitter or X, you always get it, don't you?
And yeah, and so I get to the stage now. We did a thing for Ireland and we did an interview. The comments in that were like unbelievable.
Good.
And all I was talking about was really bad. Yeah. And all I was talking about was we were talking about pride and we were talking about how pride is important and about how... the streets aren't safe for anyone. And people were like, oh, the streets aren't safe with people like you on it. And you know this. And I'm like, sorry. I'm like, I'm hardly on the streets. Do you mean I'm like
curb crawling?
I'm like hotel gig. I'm like, I'm not on the streets. But yeah, no, just mental. Like it's, and they go, it's so vicious, but it's always faceless.
Yeah, it is. It always. And would you read it?
like, I interact with it. I
love reading it.
I went to a point where on every person that commented, I commented back to every single person. Yeah. So I trolled them
back.
It
takes a good bit to do that.
But Victoria was like, I just don't read it. And I was like, no. I was like, I'm going to go through. So I literally sat down 30 minutes and I trolled everyone back. Because just like, it's like being, it's like someone slapping you. It's like fighting back. Yeah. And then it got to the point where
It's like a part, you know, where I find, you know, with some of them, you're like, you're nearly...
Yeah.
Do you know, like, when they can call you names,
oh, yeah.
You're nearly afraid you're to worse. Call them names, because then it'd be like seeing, oh, well, you shouldn't have said that to them, Karen.
How dare you? Yeah, it's like, you just called me like a groomer, and it's like, but hang on, and I'm like, you know.
Just to clarify, I've never been called a groomer.
Why do drag queens all of a sudden about being called
it's
groomers?
All because of this drag queen story time, and they're like, all the people said, like, leave the kids alone. I'm like, I fucking hate kids. I'm like, I don't want to be working with kids, I don't want to work with animals, don't be working, like, so they're like, oh, leave our kids. Like, if you want to bring your child to a drag queen story time, that's on you. It's the parents. Yeah. The kids, the drag queens aren't going out looking to do shows for kids. No. You know what I mean? It's like any self-respect and drag queen wouldn't be anyway. So so this is like, oh, you're after the kids. And it's just all, it's bullshit. Because it's like, and do you know what the gas thing is? Is that kids are drawn to drag. It's like colourful, like big costumes. Yeah. And Panto. Panto is drag.
Yeah, that was probably the first.
Yeah, so
it's fucking drag you around the place.
But again, it's just an excuse to just to harbour hate and just to spread hate. And that's the part that's really worrying, because it's just so divisive. Mm. And
what did you make of the whole Cork situation?
Oh, I thought that was just really shitty business on behalf of that company. I think hospitality in general, I think, is kind of suffering. But I feel like they were always shady to those queens, from what I heard.
I think the worst was that is, like, not even, you know, like a few nights a week doing something else. It's like some of the drag queens were saying, like, the staff or the people running it were saying, like, homophobic things in the background.
Yeah,
they've been really shitty there. So it's kind of like, if you're going to be running a gay or a queer space, you kind of have to be behind
them. Come to a head.
And that's the thing as well. Like, bastards. Over the years, I've seen that it's like so many places now will just hop on the gay Euro. They just want, like, drag queens is like the new pandemic, or drag brunches. Drag brunches are the new fucking pandemic, because...
How do you mean?
They're just popping up everywhere. Like, there's a drag brunch, like... Drag brunch? Drag brunch. Yeah, like in your local centre.
Do you know what that is?
I think I've seen you doing a couple of days.
Yeah, well, I started the drag brunches in Dublin. We were the first ever to do
Bow Lane, was it?
Yeah, in 2014. And no, it wasn't cool then. People weren't doing it. And we did it for years. And now every fucker has a fucking drag brunch. Like, they're everywhere.
Drag has gone so mainstream.
The businesses have, like, lunch.
Yeah, it's like just like an early breakfast, lunch, and then they stick a few drag queens on and the shows. And it's really good
bottomless
fun.
Bottomless mimosas.
But there's people that don't support LGBT stuff, like, in general. So it's just like a total cash grab, and that just kind of rots me.
But I find drag has gone real mainstream now, which is great. But then with that, then it kind of like, I find then you go to some of the gay space and it's kind of overrun with kind of young ones that are like, do you know, people that would never have gone near
and it is
before.
A bit of a yin to yang, because you have to be like, if you want equality, it has to be fair across the board. So, yeah, it's a very weird time.
Well, people follow money, and you're, I'd say, of you're course. Making it.
Which, you know, you'd see some people out of drag brunch clicking away.
Them hoops hanging out your ears, I tell you, they're not fake.
They're very fake.
Tiffany's and Tiffany.
That's it.
But you know what, you'd have had, like, straights that would at a drag brunch clicking away all this stuff in 2 years before they'd giving you a headbutt for holding hands with a lad, and all of a sudden, like,
and it's like what we were saying in the car, we were talking about, like, you know, like, they'd say no to gay marriage, they'd say yes to drag brunch, and there is that little mentality. Like, when I first started doing drag, it wasn't cool. Nobody wanted to go see drag shows. It was like, you know, it was very subversive and underground, and I liked that it was like that, because it felt like it was our little club.
Yeah.
Whereas now, you know, drag queens are everywhere.
Yeah.
Which was good in one way, because it's like exposure, and it's like...
And it's brought.
Would you ever see someone now, like, you know, like, if you're in somewhere and there's a drag queen and you were like, would you be ruthless, like, if they come up to you and were like...
Would she be ruthless?
Would you, would you be like to Simon... Would you be like to Simon Cowell now, of drag queens? You'd be like, you're stupid, get off the stage.
I give everyone a try, I have to say. Because I know what that's like to want to perform. Like, you have to give everyone a try. However... You give them a try. Like, I think people now have an
expectation. Would you be saying, look, I'll give you a try, fuck off.
Yeah, like, or just like maybe, I run this competition called The Apprentice, where you get all these baby queens, we kind of call them, and they come in and they kind of learn and they get a bit better. And some people just are good entertainers, and then other people are not.
Are look queens.
Yeah, well, some people are just, I would say some people love drag and some people want to do drag. And it's like, just because you love it doesn't mean you should do it.
Yeah.
You know?
But in fairness, what you and Victoria did in lockdown, which got us through a lot of Thursday nights, is like you did the Queens of Captivity.
Yeah.
So they did the online drag shows, and like all those gays on a Thursday would drinking at home and having the takeaways, and they've been watching it because there was nothing going on in the height of it, and they were all had their sparkly backgrounds.
Oh fuck!
And
PTSD.
You'd have some drag queen down in Mullingar, like, and she'd be clomping on the on the wooden floors,
eating chicken. And I always remember one time was when she was like had her phone up in the stand and she was giving it loads in the room, and she was playing her music off like a little iPod. And someone kept ringing her phone.
Oh yeah.
So the music just goes. She goes, oh, sorry, I have to get this. And it was like iconic moments.
They were brilliant.
They were great. But it was also just nuts. Like when you think back to all those things, I just think like that was a mad experience.
Yeah, COVID was mad though. Lads, it really brought out a lot of mad jokes as well.
God, yeah.
It did.
Yeah.
I can't believe that since COVID you got.
Yeah.
It's went.
I feel like it's more.
So you went to whole basically 17 years. The poxy COVID came and now you're being abused.
And people, I think people say,
got abused through the COVID and you're getting abused after the COVID.
And I saved people through COVID. They should be clapping at the fucking front door for me.
Baiting the sauce was at the front door going,
yuck the drags.
But me and Kieran were talking because we, like, in fairness now, and anyone that listens to this know we don't really rehearse anything because it's very raw.
You have to let it go natural, let conversation flow, you know, that kind
of. But we were chatting beforehand anyway, and we were giving out about the price of everything, like around about the diesel and petrol. Like, it's just fucking, we got a letter today.
You get into the petrol station now and you don't know whether to fill the tanker bend over the bonnet. You don't know what the fuck is going on.
Put the nozzle in. But we got a bloody fucking letter from the bank, and the fixed rate is, I don't understand any of this. Peter does all the computer and admin bits. But I was like, what does that mean? He's like, oh, it's going to be an extra 400 a month in the mortgage.
What?
Nearly fell over.
What?
Nearly fell. That's an ASOS.
You will be bending over that bonnet.
Honest to God.
Yeah.
Jesus,
Adam. Because we had a fixed rate of like 2.7 and or something, and now we're going up to 4 point something.
Ours increased.
Nearly
we're
fucking
in the
fell over.
We're in the variable, and I think altogether, since the last like 6 months, it's gone up 100 euro. It's ridiculous.
Cribbing about 100 euro me with the 400.
Alan, you're up in Dublin here. Everything is double and treble, and so is your wages.
What are you cribbing about then?
So I'm telling Kinney, try to
sell
yourself.
Oh yeah, don't be pulling the ground. Sell yourself all right. No wonder they're coming for you.
No better man. Let them come. Come.
Yeah, we love when they come.
We sit on as well.
That's a different type of come now. I wouldn't like the cattle tattle coming. No,
they'll be writing about that now, Kieran.
I have to correct you as well, actually. You keep saying on the poxy podcast. You keep saying...
Poxy podcast? Jeez, don't listen to him.
On our podcast, you keep saying, what's the word you keep using? You're like... you're looking for it now. You're looking for it.
You
I
do
don't
looking,
be looking
you
for it.
You do. You do be saying things out innuendo.
Great engagement. Get the views through the roof.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah, but like the price of everything is just brutal.
Biggest
like,
crowd. Never mind Bertie Hearn over there talking about the price of everything. Yeah. What's the biggest crowd you've played to?
The biggest crowd was probably... I'd say I did the Marquee in Cork with Joanne and Vogue.
We did that in King.
That was amazing. Oh, they're amazing.
They're,
and I'm just so grateful that they brought me into that like little fold.
Dying to get to one of their shows.
Oh, so good.
Oh, dropping out.
And then I was just in the Apollo in London with them for 3 nights last week. But the biggest was probably in Toronto. They brought us out for World Pride, and that was amazing because it was like it was on the street, and I couldn't see the end, but there was like thousands of people.
Wow!
And that was probably the time when I just thought, like, I felt like a fucking rock star. I was like, this is wild. I was, and then they were like, they had this lighting rig, and next thing I know, it's climbing the rig, and I was like, oh fuck! I was like, imagine
had you planned that?
No. And it's like, so that was probably the biggest. But those the events with Joanna Vogue are amazing, and then probably. Like I'm opening for all their Irish dates.
Class.
So we're doing like...
How did that come about?
So any chance now?
I'll hook you up.
I'll follow you after this.
Did you follow me? I followed you.
I'll follow you.
You better follow me.
I was busy. I was busy.
The favourite song to perform. Your number one, your go-to song.
But my favourite is probably I Love a Bit of Like a Prayer. Because I've made loads of money out of that song.
did you do anything since Sinead O'Connor passed? Did you do anything for Sinead?
No, it's not really my vibe. No, okay. Fair, no.
Mandinka
no.
even, no.
I love it in Mandinka. No, I wouldn't be.
Girls Loud Mega Mix with the likes of you, Miza and Sophia do that.
I'm not having a planning process here. We're like planning all the new future numbers.
We're actually asking for the crack. Yeah. Enoch Burke.
Oh God.
He's in the jive, bless him.
Is he still in here?
He's probably listening. He's probably up in the jive listening.
Do you think they get podcasts in the joy? Do
they actually have everything? They've education. Oh. They're more educated than I am.
Would they have?
Well, that wouldn't be good. <gonna say. laughs> They got two of us again, you know.
Past third class.
Intercert. But come here, like, I think he's gay.
Oh God, that's very controversial.
Well, it's not even really, like, you know, Alan, like, it's suppressed. Like, I get gay vibes.
It's, I think it's the, when someone is so fixated on how someone else lives their life, and it's, I know it's a religious, they're kind of like radicalism, but it's very, well, how can you not live your own life and you're so focused on other people? I find that so bizarre. It's like, get a hobby.
But it's kind of like,
I think the creator is going to get the pleurisy if they live back up. But sure, he's going to go. It's back up in like 2 weeks or something like that. So we're giving him basically a month. You're in the prison for a month, bless you. But basically, then it's back in front of the judge, and he's to kind of say
the fines while he was getting fined.
But come here, is he still? I only heard this. Is he actually? I think he's still getting paid.
No, he's not. Yeah, he's been
suspended. Someone said to me, I bet it was a dream, but someone said to me that he was getting, he's still getting paid.
To know about that.
Poor creators,
I wonder, is there some kind of religious backer as well that's like covering? There has to be, doesn't it? Because I feel like the fact that he kept going and going, it was like, yeah. I wonder, is there someone,
a bottomless GoFundMe?
The father was dropping him from Castlebar to Mullingar. It was nearly a 2 hour drive over. And
do you remember they were late for court one day and they were kicking off? I was like, I deserve
that. The best was, do you remember when
your one got thrown out?
That was like, it was like iconic scenes. And do you know what, I kind of feel a bit sorry for them, because it's like they're so just invested in it, but it's like, it's just so toxic. But
you know, I love a Netflix documentary on it.
It'll come.
Do you know what though? It's gone to the point now, you don't even know what it's about.
I know, but see, I think, and that's, you see always the trolls will hop on, they're like, just because he didn't call a student by the pronouns, and it's like, it's actually because he broke the law.
And it's because he was actually,
it's not really
abusive to the principal, that's why he got chased around and threw something.
Because that's really what it's about now, isn't it? Like, it's about the fact that he just keeps coming to the school.
Yeah, it's crazy. Like,
sure, you can have your religious beliefs. You don't need to drag it into school.
And the thing I've, like, people always say as well, like, about gay pride, why are you shoving it down people's necks? And it's like, actually, people living their lives is not actually shoving it down your necks.
Yeah.
But the religious, people with religious beliefs really ram it down your neck. Like, if where it's like, you're right, I'm wrong.
If you don't want something shoved down your throat, don't be a fucking dame street with your mouth open. Do you know what I mean?
Do you have Jehovah's Witnesses when you're
They only came to the door the other day.
No way. I remember when Daddy died, she used to hound the fucking door over.
I thought you were vulnerable.
Mammy was vulnerable. Like, you know, that kind of way, the Jehovah's, and we'd be down behind the front door going, oh, Liv is here.
See, they don't have Christmas, don't they? That'll do me.
And then my brother used to say to me, like, Kieran, if Mammy goes to Jehovah's now and you need blood, that's it, you're gone.
Oh, yeah, they don't do blood.
No, to let you off.
God, what if you were, what's a hemophiliac?
I know, I went to school a few Jehovah's Witnesses. They're lovely people now. They're not radical.
Alan asked, you went to probably the poshest school in the Midlands.
Oh,
yeah. Who? You went to one of the poshest schools in the Midlands, Ballyfin.
Yeah, but it wasn't posh then. It was just a mixed school out the country.
Yeah, but it's fairly posh now, I tell you.
But it's not a school anymore. It's a hotel.
Do you know? Where are you from then?
The future. I'm from 2087. No, I'm from
still 30.
I'm a legit. That's how people are like, how come you don't age? I'm like, because I'm from 2087. I'm from Ringsend, and I always joke, I'm like, I'm the Ringsend Rose. So I'm like, it's the first port to call. There'd be no Dublin without Ringsend.
You don't like going on holidays, do you?
No,
bro?
I don't.
I love that. You're James Patrice. You hate going away.
Does he not like it either?
Hates it.
Why?
I just, it's,
I can't afford
I get really
go.
Anxious, and it makes me, I like the packing and all that, just makes me anxious. I'm fine when I'm there, but I just, and I've kind of been to loads of places that I want to go to, so I don't have the urge to be like, I was only thinking today, like, I have not been, like, I'm always away, I'm working, I'm not like just chilling. And I find it hard to switch off. And I love my life. So I'm just like,
but you're
like
probably busy then as well. Do you know what I kind of mean? You look Vogue and you want to bring you all over the place.
Listen, I tell you this as well. I never have as much fun as I do like here in Dublin. Like, I have like mad nights. And I'm like, I always go away and it'll never live up to it. I went to Sydney and I kicked off because I was like, this is shite. We're all home at 1 o'clock in the morning. I was this is not a social life.
Will you be doing drag till the day you die?
Which could be any minute now. Let's be real. When it stops being fun, I'll stop. That's my cutoff. It's like, when it's not fun anymore, I'll stop doing it. Or when my body says no.
And come here, this is full time. This is what you
do. Full time. It's been full time for many years.
Entertainer.
Now. Yeah, entertainer. I've been doing it for so long, and I love it. It's still. And the thing about drag as well is that you can change it to suit you. So like, I DJ, I do a bit of hosting. I do my shows. So like, you can, there's always something you can kind of pivot to do.
Corporate gigs as well.
Yeah. Like, you have to be able to be adaptable.
Yeah.
And I think some people, especially, I remember there was loads of abuse about some of the Patrick's Day. Remember, like, it was all, I think the theme of Patrick's Day was We Are One. And they had drag queens like on the thing. And one of them was in like suspenders and a thing. And some people were like, that doesn't represent Ireland. And it's like, I said, well, you kind of have to adapt. If it's Patrick's Day, maybe we're a bit green. Like, and they were like, well, but this is my drag. And I'm like, yeah, but yeah, drag has to be adaptable.
Yeah.
Because it has to be palatable for whatever you're doing.
Like a slutty St. Patrick outfit or something. You're like, singe it at the waist and cut it out.
Would you do Eurovision? I could see you in Eurovision now.
I put in a song years ago for Eurovision.
Stopped, did you? Yeah, honestly.
Like, I think it was like 2010.
Give us a blaster.
Have warmed up the vocal cords.
These mics are only for a podcast. Yeah, it was actually written by Carl Broderick. Do you remember who wrote the song for Donna and Joe?
Oh, Donna and Joe.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. John and Joe.
Love will live you. But he wrote a song and it was very Lady Gaga vibe, like of the time. It was called Bad Inside. It was a very sexy song.
Bad Inside.
It was very autobiographical.
Irlanda, dos pas.
Nil pas.
And I remember.
Alan, you're cutting York, yeah, I tell you. Oh? You're cutting York there.
Shut up, will you? What are you pulling and dragging out the t-shirt?
I'm
like?
Sweating.
What are you saying? Big area
house I'm in here.
Jeez, that's a compliment to take it, is it?
But yeah, no, it's mad world.
I would love to do the Eurovision though. Like, it'd be something I would like. That'd be an amazing experience.
But yeah.
I remember at the time they were like, oh no, they were like, because then there's a panel it goes to, and Carl was kind of well up. But I remember there was conversations about like, oh, they didn't think Ireland was ready for a drag queen and da da da. Now I could have been shite still at the same time, but I think.
But
it
you're Dan
been,
International one in the 90s.
Yeah. But Ireland, well, you know, Ireland, first. Like, oh, yeah. You know. It's hopefully getting a bit better now, but I don't think we'll ever win again.
No, I don't think we're going.
Those days.
It's too all political. No, like,
well, no, because last year, the year before, the UK kind of won, even though UK
that was, yeah.
So like, and they come last every year. So if you have a really, really good song, you'll win. But like, unless it's like amazing.
Here, I do think you need a gimmick though as well. You need some kind of like, your man from the UK had the long hair and it was a bit like, it was visually a bit of a gimmick. Yeah.
They should send someone like Lyra or something like.
It means nothing to the songs anymore. No. But see, I think sending people like, you know, actual proper musicians, sometimes I think it gives them a bad rap.
Yeah, but a proper musician that's a bit of a gal with a catchy tune, not some fucking RT Holy Joe with the guitar, kind of like, is that shite?
Remember, what was the...
I heard there's rumours it's not going to happen now. Because straight away, like...
Really?
The government has said they're not giving RT any more money till your man Blackhorse sorts it out. So he could turn around and say, well, we're not doing Eurovision.
I think RT's gone.
Like, wow. That costs around 300 grand that's between crazy. The jigs
I
and the reels.
I think RT's gone.
It's not going anywhere.
I think it's gone.
But it's still on.
I think Sharon Evolan is turning there in her chair.
Oh my God. She's gone, isn't she?
Sorry,
no, she's not.
Sharon Evolan has left Crime Call.
That's
has she?
She left
has.
Yeah.
It's now hosted by a northern lady. I can't remember her name. And I'm like, what's with all these northern
ones? Yeah, I'm telling you, it's bought. I think it's bought. I'm telling you, watch
where are you
this
taking
space.
That out?
But I'm telling you, it's
going
to happen.
Do you think the ETV of...
I think so.
Julian's going to make... I met him once in a club in Belfast. I was so starstruck. I was like...
Was it in the Kremlin?
It was in the Kremlin.
I think
what was he doing in the Kremlin?
What do you think? He wasn't doing... A segue into the next
glory hole.
Delete that there. We keep talking.
Do you know what a glory hole is, Geard?
No, what's a glory hole?
Another time.
It's the name of an Oasis album.
I Google it.
Don't let Orna catch you doing that.
You set one up at home. Jesus, when they Google that song,
it's where a cuckoo lives.
A cuckoo, all right. Jeez. So, Kieran, this episode is brought to us by iSpy. Tell us a bit more about iSpy.
Well, Alan, iSpy with My Little Eye, a brilliant sponsor this week. Paulette is an absolute legend. So, she's at my last show. She actually opened my show doing her yoga. I'll put the video up on my page. It was unbelievable. So, it is absolutely brilliant. They're a fantastic mother and daughter duo. And yeah, iSpy with My Little Eye, two legends. Right, so if Alan was drag, what's his name?
Alopecia.
No, I want to be Cuntina.
What's mine?
That's not very palatable.
No.
What's mine?
Harmless.
Oh my God.
Box the head of him, will you? I can't reach him over there. He's the abuse I take at harmless.
Do you always put your guests in the middle? Because it's very intense.
No, it's not
much.
Harmless. We come back to him. Ferg, what would yours be?
Fergalicious.
La Honda. Oh, yeah.
Why La Honda?
La Honda.
Yeah. I'm harmless.
La Hunchula would be good as well.
Welcome to the stage, Harmless.
Actually, oh, You should get him into the George and drag him up for a night.
Is it Hamless? Like, hey,
Hamless.
If you're from Cavan.
Stop being smart, man. Welcome to the stage. Welcome to the stage now, alopecia.
Welcome to the stage, Miss Alopecia.
Or we could go, welcome to the stage, Miss Simpleton.
Oh my God.
You should get him up to the George. Have you ever been to the George here?
No. Will we go?
Well, should I have been out there the whole time?
Peter was actually telling me you have a show on a Thursday night or something.
Every Thursday, yeah. For the last...
Thursday,
sick day Friday.
Actually, we have to go for the crack club to make sure I'm off the next day.
Yeah, oh, you definitely need to, like, definitely. Either or just... Like, the amount of people that always text me go, oh, called in sick. Like, they always...
It'd be hard for me to be into him.
And come here, would you be doing... Would you be doing... Are you on stage for long? Because let's... Come on, it's probably hard work.
It's about an hour. And it's like, not on stage for like the whole...
an hour.
Yeah, but like, it's enough. Yeah. Yeah, I'm not listening. I'm not looking to
can you do this? Can you do the split?
No, I can't do this. I'm 40. No, like I said...
Ah, for fuck's sake,
I gave up doing all that shit. Where like, I used to do cartwheels all the time. I was like,
You do the high kicks.
Now I get other people to do the high kicks. I'm like, you're trying to work smarter, not harder. You know? Yeah.
That's why I say that. Yeah. I actually brought
imagine me doing splits, breaking my fucking legs out work.
Have you ever been to the plowing?
To the plowing.
Oh, that'd be great.
That's a trick question.
No, the plowing. Have you ever been to the plowing?
Loads of fellas have said that.
The national plowing.
No, I've heard it was actually two drag queens I know that were working at that doing teeth whitening. I swear to God, I know that's so random.
Get in anywhere, wouldn't it?
You remember Bunny? She used to do the teeth whitening. Bunny. She did your wedding, didn't she?
Yeah Bunny.
She used to do the teeth whitening.
She's the boots hung up now, Bunny, doesn't she? Oh, yeah,
poor Elby. Why did you have Bunny at the wedding, can I ask?
Oh.
I don't know, actually. I think Peter.
Bunny. I got Peter on the way.
Yeah.
That's an easy escape you're after doing that, poor Peter.
Pass the book.
Looking poor about that lad now up there.
Yeah, come here. So, Culture Sayings then, we were to, we'll throw this bit in here now. Yeah. Culture Sayings. And we have, I think he'll be good at the next part we're going to do is agony and some.
Oh, yeah. Looking at kind of problem. Stuff. Problem shared is still a problem.
Culture Sayings, you probably. Have you been with many a culture?
I have, yeah, but we weren't too much talking.
You didn't hear any culture.
Would you know culture grunt?
Ah, yeah, it's kind of like a wild pig, isn't it? And just the smell of tato. It's always the smell of tato. Yeah, that's it.
Potatoes.
And always brown shoes. What's the story there? Always.
I remember, back in the day, the Wrangler brown shoes with no laces.
And the jeans, always an awful cut from McElhinney's or somewhere like that, you know? Like somewhere like that, you know?
The bad old Ben Sherman shirt.
A boot cut.
Oh, stop.
They're gone. Oh, no one wears boot cut anymore.
Oh, if I said something was Cat Melodian, would you know what that meant?
No, I'd have to guess. Like, I'd say it sounds shite, is it?
Yeah, it means something's hot. No, I wouldn't know terrible. What it was. Like, no, yeah, that's Cat Melodian.
What did you say last week? Not stiffening or hot.
Oh, that would tighten you.
Tighten you.
If you had a run in with someone or like.
I try not to immerse myself in the culture. I try to see myself as progressive.
Come here. Who on your. We come back to the culture scenes because I don't know where we are, to be honest. But you've your own podcast as well, if you want to give it an old plug to.
Ah, yeah. I do. Yeah. It's called Petty Little Things. We started before COVID.
Who is your guest that you, number one guest you want?
Well, we used to do guests all the time, and then it got really annoying because we just were having people on for the sake of having people on. Yeah. So I kind of needed to find a bit of joy back in it again. And so now we have people that kind of have just kind of fun stories. And to be honest, the best reactions that we had to people, we had Ireland's first trans woman on.
Oh, that was brilliant.
Yeah, her name's Rebecca de Havilland, and she had this wild story. Like, she died 3 times.
How did she die 3 times?
She had a lot of addiction issues. She was a sex worker. She had been, you name it, she had been through it. And the story is like very, it's wild. Like, it could be a movie. It's amazing. So there was a great reaction from that because it was a real human story.
I'll never forget listening to it. It was just,
it's like so juicy. It's like a roller coaster.
It was before she did Tommy Tiernan. She did the Tommy Tiernan show after.
No way.
Yeah, but it was the first time.
But you do the Tommy Tiernan show.
Yeah, I do any show. That's why I'm here. That's why I'm here.
The wilds, the top of the mountains.
I'm just glad to be out of the house.
Who's the new... I was going to say Ellen DeGeneres. Anyway, like Patrick
Petty Little Things.
Petty Little Things. Yeah, we were always afraid we were going to get sued by Pretty Little Things. So we put in a few little letters and things there. But we did a gig for Pretty Little Things, so I think we're safe.
Yeah,
so.
You're all right. Like,
not too bad. So
And it is, because we kind of called it that because we had a big fight and we were really petty to each other when we did fall out. So we were like... We used to, when me and Victoria, who hosted, we had a big falling for 2 years.
Is that, I think I met Victoria. Wait, yeah, I remember. Do you remember Catherine Lynch?
Yes, she used to Wagon's Den.
Yeah, up in
yes.
the, I remember I got tickets. I don't know how I got tickets to go to that
twice.
She
used to pretend to DJ.
Yeah, pretend to DJ. Was she actually DJing?
No, she's standing there going like this. She only got one DJ gig ever.
And Brian Dowling used to be at that as well. Yeah, yeah.
Victoria DJed once and she played the very of a Bittersweet Symphony.
I'd actually love to have Catherine Lynch. I remember when she used to do Liz Hurley.
Oh yeah, Liz. Oh,
she wouldn't get away with that now anymore.
No, yeah. Or Sheila Sheik.
No.
I remember actually reading a thing about her. I think her last show was she done in Vicar Street or something, and had her dad just died or something, and then
maybe I know Catherine years. I haven't seen her in a long time.
She's lovely.
But she was she started out working with all the drag queens. She used to do bingo and all with us all the brilliant. Time. She's gas.
Yeah, Liz Hurley was my favorite character.
Of course,
Oh my gosh, she made
Brian Kennedy.
Yes, they were like they have a besties. Podcast as well.
Oh, do they?
Yeah,
they
do.
I have to. Just yeah. We're plugging all the fucking.
But you wouldn't
podcasts.
Get any of that anymore. Because remember the Savage? I used to love the Savage Eye.
I loved that. I loved back of the that. Day, yeah. He's Ryan Tuberty's cousin.
Who?
Is he?
Yeah. Who?
David McSavage. McSavage.
Oh.
John the comedian. Yeah. He's very dark now.
He's probably getting... I love as well.
Oh, well, he was fuming because he was like,
oh,
Ryan.
No, he was sent past.
I miss Ryan Tuberty. I'm going to put out to him late. I do.
I don't.
I've seen the photo. I was actually shocking. You know, Goss, I think, had the photo off of Patrick Keelty, and all the comments were like, I thought it was Ellen DeGeneres.
Oh, my God.
But is that bad on him or bad on Ellen? Or I don't really know.
Sure, Ellen, she got cancelled, didn't she?
Oh, yeah, she was a con.
She stepped out at the right time, didn't she?
Yeah, she did. Yeah. She's seen it coming and she's like, good luck. What's Drew Barrymore? She's in the balls. She's
stuck there. Well. They just do that. Like, the America is just like obsessed with the same format, like over and over, just different people. Yeah.
I love the Kelly Clarkson show.
Do you know as well that it's very, like, nice, very inoffensive? I used to love Wendy Williams.
Oh!
like, offensive to the point, but like, there would always be so many great moments that you were
did
like
you see when she collapsed
yeah
that was so others.
Or when she had a fight
the Statue of Liberty crowd
or she would just like have scraps of people on the show like you want a bit of drama you
need drama.
I don't want like wholesome niceties, you know. I want someone to be chinned.
Do you remember they came for Wendy Williams and she's having the breakdown, she's in the car crying and the journalists were there and she's
so
like
bad.
Well, I can't say anything because I came for everyone when they were having the breakdown.
And it's kind of the ultimate karma, but at the same time it was great TV. Like, great TV.
That's like the Housewives shows back in the day when they were like...
Really inspired me. I have to say, Wendy really inspired me. I was like...
Don't want to be a
gun. She just didn't give a shit. Like, and she just like... her tagline was when Wendy was like, say it like you see it. Yeah. I was like, yeah. I was like, I do and I will. So, yeah.
It's mad. I was going to ask you a question now, and that was going out of my head. That's what I was going to say, RT.
What was that?
You were going to say it's a lie. It wasn't a lie. Do you think now, do you know the way to do RTs up Schitt's Creek?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you think like maybe you should go to them with a plan and be like, give me a slaw?
Yeah, give me a slaw.
You should go, give me a slaw.
Give me a slaw. I don't know if it's that easy.
Yeah. They've cut the late now.
Yeah. Is that shorter time? Is
20 minutes or half an hour. So I think
the whole show is what?
The whole show is cut like 20 minutes, I think. Because you're doing your interviews and like trees.
Well, I could do the last slot.
you could be in the corner.
Do you remember the prayer at bedtime?
You know,
do you remember that?
I could see it now.
Yeah, Divina Divine, O Night Divine. It could have like a little.
Oh, there'd be uproar then if you got that, wouldn't there?
Yeah, listen, dress as the Virgin Mary.
Did you, when Alan asked you to come on the podcast, did you kind of, do you mind going on podcast?
No, I love going on podcast. Like, I actually, because it was video, I was like, I'll stick on my Monday mug. So I was like, because normally it was like, I don't love doing podcasts because I'm going to have to get in drag.
This is the tone down.
Yeah. Yes, it's the tone down.
It's just a little BB cream. And
this is it. In the car, you know.
A few speed bumps going out your own.
Are you saying it's shaky, are you?
I'm not saying anything, Alan.
Just take the head clean off.
Oh, no blood, no.
Alan said to me all week, I was kind of like,
were you warned?
I know. I was looking into your Instagram page and all that kind of stuff. And I actually
did you look into the OnlyFans?
Alan showed me that later on. When I was going home, I think it was last week, was it? I actually listened to a bit of one of your podcasts.
Only a bit, though.
And because I actually wanted to listen to ours on the way home to make sure I was right.
I never listened
to hear you giving the digs. Alan, imagine that.
I never listened back.
Oh, I have.
No, I'm not narcissistic.
I'm one of those people. I was listening to our episode 2 coming up the road today. laughing away to myself, is it?
That's a bit psychotic.
No, I actually enjoyed it coming up the road laughing away to myself. But
and would you identify as a sociopath?
What's that mean?
If you don't know what it is, you probably are one.
You've no empathy.
No.
No, like, no.
Oh, he looked
my
ter- me there.
No, yeah, my, that. My yeah. therapist Jack told the me that my therapist told me that I was too, too nice. That we need to be.
I
more.
Always think when someone is too nice, is always a dark rage inside.
Yeah,
isn't there?
Do you know, like if they're kind of
serial
like,
killer vibes,
yeah, harmless kind of like. Yeah. There's harm in everyone.
It's like in the end of Psycho, you know, he's like, he wouldn't hurt a fly, and he's like literally Norman Bates talking to himself in the mother's voice.
No, I'm not like that. I'm a lovely person.
Yeah.
If you have to say it, you're probably not.
I am. I'm actually a lovely person. Fuck up, Athena. Jesus, please don't be ahead of me tomorrow. Oh,
don't be snapping our guests. Jesus.
Calm down, will you? But Alan collected you this evening and brought you.
He did. In the horse and cart.
We're telling everyone our business.
Would you believe, imagine I was coming up last week. He fouled for him here last week. He's actually good for him this week. He was getting good energy.
I did,
he came in, he said it was like a dark cloud.
I lit the age in the
I'm all about a bit of energy.
Oh yeah, you have to have a good
vibe. Do you know what he said to me last week? Now, what? I leave home about 5:10. It's about an hour and a half drive. So
in the morning?
No, and even that.
It's like, wait, how far in the country do you live?
I actually had to ring Orla and Mark last week. And I was like, Orla, it's 10 in the morning, AM or PM.
Oh my God.
And she's actually like, oh, she's harmless.
She must have patience.
But anyway, last Friday, I rang him and I texted him. I knew by the head of the country.
Yeah.
In the messages, he basically, hate that word, I don't know why I said it, but basically, he says to me, what? Don't come near the house till 7.
Oh, well, you're not in
well,
no.
Well, he was running late. He started half 7, he was running late. He was like, sweeping the floor.
I'll drive through the fucking house. God forgive me. My start stop button's gone in my car, it's in a hip. To lock it, like, I don't know what. I'll to lock it.
Now, who's harder to understand now, Davina, me or Kieran?
Oh, definitely Kieran.
Yeah. Why? Do you think I talk fast?
No, I don't talk fast.
Like, I was on 2FM and they kind of dropped me because I spoke too fast.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You roll your
words. But I think you do have to tone it down a bit when you're talking into mics. You do have to slow it down. Yeah, even if you're like anyone.
This is me, slow it down.
Yeah, well, that's better.
Yeah. Podcast nearly over.
Subtitles, closed captioning.
They have captions now and everything's on that.
That's terrible. I actually never put captions on things. I always forget.
Oh, fuck.
I know when I do get messages saying, like, I'd feel bad then.
Why? What would people be saying?
People saying, like, I can't hear, like.
Yeah. Oh, they have a hearing problem. Yeah. Okay,
I genuinely just forget, but I should use them more, so I. This is inspiring me to use those captions.
I know, but it actually, I think Instagram need to fix it though, because like it's...
Oh, they never understand what I'm saying.
Oh, they haven't a clue.
I'm trying to talk...
I could say hello and they'd buy up. Like,
I have the Sky Glass in there, so it doesn't work for me. Peter has to come in with his transatlantic 2x2 accent. Well, if I say something to it, it just doesn't compute.
Hello, Siri. Yeah. Are you there?
Put on Girls Aloud and Mega Mix.
That was like during the week.
Fleetwood Mac.
I asked Google. I asked Google during the week to play the two podcasts. Jeremy, the two cultures podcast, and to happen a clue what I was on about.
Actually, we don't speak Arabic.
To happen to notion what I was on about.
Right, we have to come into our problem segment now. Do you have any problems?
I don't. I'm actually all out.
Did you not get
week.
Any?
I didn't. I forgot to ask this week. You know, I had enough of my own problems this week, so I was
What are your problems, or can you share them?
Oh, sure, look, I can. You know what I can do? I've got many now I'd have to think about. You know, my start-stop button is still not working in my car. I'm sitting in the
right,
mic.
I'll
come
go
on.
Read them out so because it's goring me to tears.
Okay.
Right. There's this one, obviously she wants to remain anonymous because I think...
But her name is Bernie.
90% of our followers or listeners are female of a certain age.
Hi, gals.
The 30 pluses. Nothing wrong with
that. How do
you know that? Well, just go for my Instagram followers and that's probably what yours are as well, if not worse.
You pretty cool head there. And just say
I've had a friend, this has been my best friend for the last 17 years. We went to secondary school together, college, and now we live near each other in the same town. We get on great and she's been a great help to me. Sorry, Kieran, what's that? She's been a great help to me.
Stay going.
But she has a serious problem.
Oh, no. God.
She's got an awful BO problem. And I don't know how I say it.
I have to say, Davina, you actually smelled lovely when you came in this evening.
Yeah. That's lovely.
There was no smell in the house. She comes in, then you
smelled lovely. She comes into the room and her scent fills it straight away. It's fine when we meet up at home and it's one on one.
Davina.
Or if it's one on one, when we're out in groups, I feel embarrassed and I feel like people think it's me as well. dropped hints by getting her bath sets, perfumes.
No, but fuck how, that. Don't be wasting
let
the
me
money.
Finish the... Jesus.
Do you know where you're going, man? Nice, would you give
her? How do I tell her this without upsetting her?
You just need to stop spending money and just pull it to the side and just go, look, I'm telling you this for your own good. When I shared, and we're going into new offices and work, and we were in a container, myself
Careful
and Siobhan.
What you're saying,
and basically, we always said to each other, if I have a snot hanging out my nose or something, or I smell or something, now I never would, but basically, you have to tell each other, pull it to the side.
But that's different now if you have a snot hanging out your nose once than if someone's had a BO problem all their lives or 17 years.
Yeah, well, I don't think you're a real friend if you're going 17 years with someone you have to tell them to smell. Oh, it's not hard to smell, just go.
Yeah, but sorry, it's not.
Jesus, you must be sweating. There's an awful smell.
Oh, it's not me.
It's not me. I don't sweat.
That happened to me in a situation where I had this friend, and she always used to do shows as a drag queen, and nothing worse than a smelly drag queen.
Because
what happens with drag queens is they'll stink themselves out into high heaven, then they'll take all their gear off and put it in the bag, and then next week, the bag more than likely will not be washed and the smelly shit will come out again.
Tights as well.
Everything. There's a lot of,
fluid.
Glands, let's just say. And everyone kept saying, you're going to have to tell her. And I was like, why is it me?
Did you?
I had to, yeah.
You're the ballsy one.
Actually, there was one guy, one time we were all sitting in the front of a show and this guy just randomly tapped my friend on the shoulder when he'd gone out to the spa, bought a bottle of Lynx, which is more offensive than with the Lynx. It's like, could you not got me a bottle of Sure? Well, it comes in, taps on the shoulder, was like, you might want to use this. And that was like now a very blunt, cruel hint. Didn't get the hint.
Ah, no.
So I had to then step in and say, listen, it was one of the hardest conversations I've ever had. It was like, and do you know what? And they started to cry, which made it even worse. So I would tread very carefully.
But did they know? Or they aware of it at
all?
Still
completely friends? Unaware. Yeah, we are still friends. Because actually it's funny.
And does she still smell?
I haven't. No, she has. I don't see her that much. No, but she did. Things did change. But she had no idea. She had no idea that she, and it was, now I mean, make your eyes water, your lashes would fall off. But
I think I would nearly send them an anonymous letter or something. A nice one.
No, I think you have to be honest and you want to be direct, I think.
I know, I just if that was said to me, because I've never been told I smell, but if I,
Victoria, tell then I would just, or Victoria, Jimmy, what's your name, Davina? Tell him, will you?
If I thought I was going around for 17 years honking and not knowing, that's even more I'd never leave the house again.
Yeah,
imagine, though.
My mother would say,
I'd be more upset. I'd be more upset to the fact and go, I'm actually friends with you 17 years.
And you didn't tell me.
You didn't. 7 now, lads, come on. 7 months, 17 years.
That's actually what you do. You turn the tables back and make it their problem. How dare you tell me? I've been single for 17 years and you.
But see, some people are just, they might shower and everything, but it's dirty clothes.
Yeah.
And some people just have a weird scent. I remember this girl I went to college with, she smelled like burnt banana skin.
Oh, yeah. Well, some people have an aroma.
Don't mention bananas.
Why?
Oh, I have this saying, right? And I say, won't touch the back of your throat.
Go on.
they love that tattle.
Won't touch the back of the throat. And I had mugs and all, but won't touch the back of your throat on it. I ran a half marathon yesterday, right? And I was dead. It was the hardest thing I've ever done. I used to run marathons before, and actually full ones, just a half one, running back training since January. I was dead at 18 kilometers. Right. I was meeting demons.
Okay.
And basically I got back, got past the finish line, and went, did a bottle of Luke said for me. I loved your Luke said. And a banana and a purple snack. Now, I inhaled a banana, but instead of it not touching the back of my throat, it set at the back of my throat.
I hate when that happens.
Never happens to me.
On the way home, I'd get Orna to pull in, and was projectile vomit. And I never want to see a banana again.
Very weak gag reflex.
Oh, I never want to see a banana again.
It's one food I don't eat is bananas.
I like banana on its own, but I hate banana flavor things.
I hate bananas, hate the texture. I just don't like, I don't like spicy, and I like bananas.
Do you like spice?
No spice.
Would you even have a korma? Well, that's not spicy.
Mild, yeah. Mild.
Because
if it goes in spicy, it goes out spicy.
Oh, don't I know. No. Ring sting.
Done it for me. It was did you ever run a marathon?
No, not by choice.
I've definitely 26 kilometers. Yeah.
Unwittingly, yes, I have.
In heels.
Yeah. You never know, you might.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it's
the Dublin Marathon.
The women's mini.
There you go. It's only 10K. It's only 10K.
No, we should get you into drag some night now.
Yeah, sure. What's your name? Harmless.
Yeah, Hamless in Seattle.
Hamless. Get you a nice little Carrick Dunn dress and a pair of heels.
other stories.
Something of Orna's. Throw on something of Orna's.
I used to do a skit. When I first started off on Instagram, it used to be very, very funny. I don't even know if I can say it. Like,
go on, say it.
So basically, we used to have this character called Corona.
Okay. Was this before COVID?
This was, kind of before COVID. And like, it brought me, like, I can only imagine the abuse you get. It brought me dog's abuse. Like, I mean,
so what was the character? What was the character?
Can I have a listen? It was kind of like, it was just a bowel character.
Okay. Okay, right.
Yeah, I said it off like there. So
a rough person.
Yeah, okay. And then basically, like, it used to be actually very, very good. It was comical and I was actually brilliant at it, but it brought me absolute, I mean, say, like, death threats.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I was like, okay, I'll stop this.
Well, yeah, you don't.
Yeah, you have to
don't fuck with fire. Like,
you get burned.
Yeah.
I can't imagine you, Joe Allen, now, with the big alopecia.
Well, you wouldn't have
to find like hair, would just stop. There's enough plumping powder to keep it going here as well.
I think everyone should try drag at some point in their
life. I've done it before.
I think everyone should, like men, women, whatever.
What size
I think,
foot are you?
Like nine.
Jesus, yeah, nine.
But like back in
nine
the day,
nine is small.
It's average.
What size for you, Alan?
11.
Yeah, see, that's it's hard to get like like I remember when we first started, you couldn't get a drag shoe in this town at all. Heather's on the keys. Just like I'm trying to find up to size 16.
James Matrees put me in drag. I'm trying to find the picture of it now. Where is it here? Jesus,
take your time, Joanna. We've only about 7 minutes left in the podcast.
Oh, don't be nasty. It doesn't suit you. Jesus, where is this fucking...
Anyway, while Alan is looking for the picture in the whole shebang, we'll say, like...
Go on, know, are you, Alan,
are you finished with them agony yokes?
Yeah, well, I had one. You brought none to the table.
I know,
this
no. Mine is me start-stop button. Oh, right, okay.
Claire is just a quick drag in his house.
Oh, my God, that is... borderline Norman Alan, Bates vibes.
It's a good leg though.
No, your name is harmless. 100%. The bag.
Look at those. The legs are doing well and the heels. Listen, isn't it?
What 10 out? How'd you give down
a like a
barge. How'd you give down a 10?
A bit blocky. I should have singed.
I think it's a lot of work though to get ready.
It's a lot
that's
of work.
No makeup.
Would it take you long now to get ready?
Really? That's no makeup.
Yeah. Could have done it some.
You won't be getting a campaign anytime soon.
Is it though, honestly? Like
it is. That's the worst part. Like, I feel like if you didn't have to get ready, like,
would you ever be like some like oh,
all the time? All the time, I'm just like, oh fuck! And I always try and leave it to like the last minute. And I fool myself every
and
time.
And you like Kim Kardashian really have your makeup team? Like, you're meant to be number one here.
No,
Ireland,
I'm
like,
a makeup artist, so like I've worked in makeup for years, so I can do it quick. But it's like it's always a process. It's like that is. The, I would say if I didn't have to get ready, it'd be the best job ever.
How quick can you do dry properly?
Like. I did like this day. I did like in like say like 35 minutes.
Just that's good. Going,
so that's
isn't
pretty
it?
Good. And that's like
most girls wouldn't do that.
Balls like, to the wall down. Yeah. Just like it's like literally just like paint,
no
paint,
swiping
paint.
On the phone.
No, like barely listening to a bit of music. Like straight in, just get the job done.
And have you like say? Do you know like say if you're getting ready? Then have you a character like or like a character? Oh, like do you know like say? Would you pick say this Saturday night? Like I'm going to be Britney, and I want to look
no.
Like Britney.
It's like no, I'm Davina's Vine.
You're not getting it.
Oh, I am, but like, do you know what I mean?
No,
you,
it's like
inspiration. Like, you know, yeah, like want to look like just Britney now, twirling
yeah,
around.
Well, you see, the other thing
Katie
is like,
Price, your inspiration. Back in the day, yeah, Katie,
when she used to love the Alpornes and Martinis. No, but like, I have an aesthetic that it's like, that's kind of, things have to be checked out to a certain way. And it's so funny, like, if you, like, I'm always like, usually blonde or mess with different colours, but if
honey colour hair.
Honey coloured, yeah. If I don't do things a certain way, people go, oh, I prefer a blonde. No, yeah. And I'm like, it's a fucking wig. I'm like,
you're always blonde.
No, I mess around with colours, but I'm like, probably the hardest to do is like a dark, like a brunette is hard. Okay. Or like
yeah,
black.
You rarely see you in, it's usually a red maybe. Yeah. Or
I'd
a
I think blondes definitely just do have more fun.
Yeah. I'd say if you meet me though, you'd be well able to stand up for yourself. And
I'd
say so, yeah.
So remember I told you she'd take the head clean
off. Yeah, just like all week. He's like, no, she'll take the head
I like that reputation.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
No, like most people are like sound, you know, but like if somebody was not being sound, I can be not sound back.
Yeah.
That's the best.
That's the good way.
Yeah, like.
You'd be nice, I'd be nice.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And I just like, I'd always be respectful to people. And like, I just don't think it's cost anything to be sound, you know?
Yeah, exactly. It's free. It's
yeah, I'm like that with someone as well. I'm like nice.
I think that be kind is more always. You could actually tattoo someone's forehead and just never.
No, it doesn't need to be kind. It's just don't be a cunt.
Yeah, I think I always probably go into a room. I'm probably a bit more open, probably a bit more nice. I think because like, I think people like that LGBT or whatever, I think you kind of sometimes feel like things can turn on you.
Oh, yeah.
So you're constantly always, I'm always trying to put a good impression forward first. You know, the kind of way I hate people to go, what a wagon. You know, they're like straight away.
Yeah, but they're
away.
Only looking, sometimes people are only looking for an excuse to call.
Totally, that's true. Yeah, and if you don't give them one, then it's like it's just on them all the time. Mm. You know, we can't say, well, actually, maybe I was a bit off. Or
and come here, we're coming near the end now. So, we're just to an hour, Alan. So, and we've put in a few other bits into the sponsor for the podcast, and that you know what I'm saying. But I'm got to your sponsors. But thanks a million for coming.
No,
on.
Thank you for having me.
And come here, if you were to leave the podcast with, like, say, like a positive inspirational quote, somebody or someone out to something like that, go on there now, give us something.
I would say,
keep it country now.
Leave the jeans on.
I would say just be sound. I would say probably just let everyone like live in their own truth, let everyone be themselves and just be cool and just respect everyone.
Love it.
Yeah.
Absolutely love it. Yeah.
Class. And also,
what's your inspirational?
Yeah.
No, you can't just.
Nobody gives a fuck about you, so do what you want to do. It's the best
that's kind of similar.
My therapist said that to me, but like, hearing nobody gives a fuck, get over it.
Fair enough.
How long have you been in therapy?
I'm only doing it for a couple of sessions, but then I kind of text her now and all that kind of stuff. I had a bad week there early last week, and I was kind of like, I got abuse, and I was like,
I wanted
to literally message this person back, but then I was kind of like, he kept saying no.
I talked you down the ledge.
Yeah, he talked me down, but then it still wasn't working, so I messaged a therapist. Oh, everyone needs a therapist.
I think so, yeah.
Everybody needs a therapist. But they wrote back to me in the voice note. It actually came in. They were like, offer it up. But I swear, if I offer much more fucking
Can I tell you actually a funny therapy story before we go?
Yeah. Go.
So during COVID, I was like, obviously like rattled, and I was like, oh God, maybe I should talk to someone. And my friend was like, yeah, I think you should. You're very angry. And I was like, okay. And I wasn't going to someone because I felt like I was angry, but I was
yeah,
like,
but
okay.
You're a smelly bitch.
He's totally deflecting now. So I was like, okay. So I was like, oh, so I went on like BetterHelp. Can I say that?
Yeah. BetterHelp.
You know, but the website.
The website.
So I went. So it's like they hook you up with like therapists like that you can talk to like virtually because everything was virtual, and they paired me with this black lady from like Tampa, Florida.
All over.
Yeah. So I was like, oh, and she was cool, and she was really like
video call,
and she was sound, and she was all very like. So I had one session that was nice, and then the second time she cancelled. The third time she was not available because her mother died.
Okay.
The fourth time came on, and as I was talking to her and I was like, you know, pouring your heart out, I just hear another voice. There was someone else in the room.
Listening.
There was someone else there. And I was, and she goes, oh, I'm sorry. Hang on. She's, my daughter is going away on holiday and she's just packing her suitcase. And I was like, the person was literally packing her suitcase. And I just thought, I'm out. Like, I'm literally out.
Yeah, I had to do that with therapists though, like in the middle of a session. It's like, enough for me.
Wow.
Yeah, you have to, because like you're sitting there. But I, to be honest, when I did go to therapy, I thought like it was going to be like the American thing. You know, like you're in a real comfy chair. You're on like now, like EAO in the corner.
Yeah, like someone does like, Emma, where's me ballet pumps?
But I do think everybody should.
Yeah.
I do therapy.
More people should.
You ever done it, Alan?
I have, yeah. I was told it was very manipulative.
Oh.
Bang on.
They were bang on. And lads, we leave you with that.
Peter's tied up in the room there now.
Peter's after eating his dinner in the room of the creator. Come here, thanks a million for listening again.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks very much, Davina. And if anyone follow Davina at Davina Divine.
Yeah, Davina.divine.
You can follow me there as well now, Davina, when you leave.
I will, I'll do it. I'll do it.
Are you too busy?
I'll do it.
Block. Restrict. Thanks so much for listening, guys. We'll be out every Wednesday on all platforms.
Well, we won't be out. The podcast will be out every
Wednesday. We'll be out on the podcast. I know, yeah.
And will we get number one this season?
Jeez, you're obsessed with number one. Anyway, make sure to listen and share and like and rate.
And get us to number one.
Because it really gets us up higher on the podcast platform.
Thanks so much. Make sure to tell everybody, and we really appreciate you.
Thanks a million.
Have I to do you again next week?
You're not doing me, you're recording the podcast.
Next week, be careful with your words. Oh, good luck, lads. Thanks a million. Thanks a million for tuning in. Look, it's all about engagement, isn't it? And views.
1 an up-and-coming Irish fitness and yoga clothing brand. Check out all their merch at ispy.ie.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time.
That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.